Good morning. I have to confess to you that I am not a morning person, and furthermore, this is my first time at the 8:30 service, and quite possibly could be my only time at the 8:30 service. Like Josh said, my name is Lauren Gully. I'm an English major at UC Berkeley, which is probably why my testimony is on multiple pages. I love to write, and actually did this at 2:30 in the morning. But that is for my knowledge and for you to see what that looks like. I'm from Anaheim Hills, a little place called Disneyland, and I came to Cal and was really excited to do so. College for me was a great opportunity to kind of get away on my own and really figure out what my life was going to be like for me. I had a lot of questions about my faith. I came to college as coming from a Christian family, but not sure that I was a believer, not sure if God really existed, and not sure that that would be a good thing for me. I was raised in a Christian family, and high school was a flux of emotions for me, some good, some bad. Actually came to college from a lot of pain. I was having issues with my family, and it was pretty intense. But I think I started coming to First Press right away, and just really began exploring the Bible there. And one of the stories that has continued to touch me my 4 years has been a story after John the Baptist's death and Jesus coming on the water. I felt a lot in my college experience that God was sending me on a boat in the middle of a storm before him, without him there. And I still feel like that sometimes. And I think the great part of what I've realized in college is that God shows up and exceeds your expectations. I had the privilege of going to Uganda when I was a sophomore here, and that trip completely changed my life, my outlook and everything. I didn't really know what I was doing when I was going. It just sounded like a good trip, and the letters and fundraisers kept me busy until I realized that I was getting on a plane, and it's kind of like, whoa, I don't know that I really thought that I would actually get to this part of the trip and be going. And I remember landing and being like, well, I really hope that God's going to be there. Somebody suggested that I really pray for God to open my eyes there. And I prayed so hard that I would just see Uganda and that part of the world in the way that God saw it. And God really answered my prayer. My heart has never been opened like it was when I was in Uganda. It was an amazing experience, and I feel so incredibly blessed and touched that God would take the time to show me more about him and to show me his heart. I came back, and that was a tough transition, trying to see what God looked like here. I discovered that for me, the Ugandan Jesus was a little bit different than the American Jesus. And discovering that was hard and missing that, and actually went back again. it was fun, so seemed logical. And the second trip was actually a lot harder for me. Part of why I liked Uganda the first time is that it just really blew my socks off. And going there and knowing what to expect and not being completely shocked about the poverty but still being taken aback by it wasn't something I felt comfortable with. I was uncomfortable that I was so comfortable. And I really wrestled with this. And the next day I sprained my ankle. God really has a way of answering my prayers. It was a really low point in the trip, and I think what was cool about it was that I saw Uganda from a completely different perspective. I got a firsthand experience about what being in a patient in a rural clinic is like, which isn't all that bad, but Monica was, who's right there, was kind of hesitant about giving me an injection for them to do a deep tissue massage, which is exactly what you want them to do on a sprained ankle. So God's just been amazing. And even in the last few months, I was really unsure about my father's health, which has been an incredibly painful experience for me ever since I was a little girl. And releasing that to God and what that would be like was really scary. But in the midst of that, I had this really powerful conversation with my mother that really healed our relationship and has brought that a lot closer. So college has really been this boat-like experience for me. And I think early on, in my time at Berkeley and especially at this church, just being in the boat wasn't enough. And I really hungered and thirsted to start walking on the water. And those experiences have been so scary, going to Uganda, trusting that God's gonna be there for my family, for healing the relationships that are, have been broken in my lives has been a tough thing to trust up to God when I wanna make them better because I feel like I was the one that broke them. And a lot of the times I've just looked into the chaos and, well, at least this is what I want to think. A lot of the times I just looked into the chaos and said, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come. And taking those steps on the water have been thrilling and 100% terrifying and 100% magnificent. I'm not actually really sure how many steps I've taken on the water. I'd like to think that I've had a lot of experience doing that, but honestly, sometimes I'm not even sure that I've gotten out of the boat. But what I have realized is that I really want to start walking on the water, especially if that's where Jesus is. I've been so blessed here. God's grace for me during these 4 years has truly astounded me. I'm so happy to be called a child of God. When I came to college, and sometimes even still, I find it so hard to believe that my life will be more than a story of pain and suffering and experiencing sin in the world. But seeing God in the midst of that pain and suffering has taught me so much about how much God has invested in my life, and I feel truly special. My time in college has brought a lot of healing, and in the greatest ways, my heart has been opened to God's love and to experiencing God's grace. I am so grateful for you, for this congregation, for this church, for the university, and for the people around me for pushing me further than I ever thought that I could go. I'm grateful that this congregation has been patient with my imperfections, even when the university was not. Thank you to everyone whose kindness and love has revealed to me the face of God. Thank you for investing in me when I couldn't see things in myself worth investing in. I've never experienced a mix of emotions like the ones that I feel today and I felt for the last few weeks and will continue to feel. As I'm preparing to graduate, I feel so profoundly sad to leave this community, a place that I've learned that I can show my heart and that I can be trusted in. I'm so sad to let that go, and at the same time, so terribly thankful for all the growth and all the love that I've experienced here. My fascination with the uniqueness of Berkeley and my love for my friends that have become my family here is intense, and it has made me so comfortable. But I found that God doesn't let me be comfortable for very long. It's time to get out of the boat again. In another way, I know that I'm being called to the water. I don't know what this time will hold. If you really want, I'll let you know. I am actually going to be working at a church in Belfast, Ireland, Fisherwick Church. So it's a whole ocean away, so my feet are really going to get wet. But in summary, if I was going to be rewriting that story for me, this boat ride has been crazy. The waves have been big. The winds have been really windy. I should come up with a better word for that, but I'll get back to you. And I have been scared out of my mind. But the experience of God in the midst of the water, and as I'm struggling and looking to Him for answers, has been amazing. The fact that God has shown up has been amazing, and my experience has been incredible. I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, for listening to me on an early morning, and God bless.